Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Well, good evening. God bless everybody. God bless everybody. This is Apostle Americus Cheney.
This is Dr. Clarice Cheney, your host, as well as Americus.
Amen. That's what I said. Then I said Americus Cheney. Or did I say Clarice Cheney? Amen. And also,
Apostle John L. Reed, Mighty Russian Wind Ministry Center.
Amen. Prophet Walter Evans, Soul Harvest Ministries.
And Dr. Latarsha Hampton.
Amen. And so we're excited to having everybody being a part of today's discussion. We believe that the Lord is great and he's worthy to be praised of all things. Yes. Amen. And he's wonderful. Amen. And we're going to talk about a subject, and I believe this is going to bless those that are listening out here. Amen. And we know that there are those that understand purpose. Amen. And we're going to talk about purpose, destiny, or destiny of purpose.
Yes.
According to Jeremiah, 29:11, verse, he says, I know the plans that I have for you, and not to do anything evil against you. Let's paraphrase the scripture, not to do anything evil or harmful to you, but to do something great for you. And he knows his plans, not to do evil. And this was before this scripture was really given.
Yes.
There were those that would prophesy concerning, they would prophesy out of their own heart, their own belly, against the house of Israel, and letting them know that if you stay here, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the enemy, what he tries to do is to get us to abort what God has promised us for a camouflage of things that is in our lives. We begin to adapt to these things in our lives, and we begin to adopt it, and we take a hold of it in ownership, and that's not the purpose of God for us. You know, Apostle Reed, and a lot of times what we do is that we go in because we say, well, maybe, Lord, this is what it is all about. Let me just be satisfied with this. We're not like getting in the Lord, mm-hmm. enlarge my tent, my territory, that territorial places. Dr. Cheney, what does it mean to talk about the purposes of God?
Praise God. The purposes of God, what that means is that God, first of all, God has a plan for your life. What it made me think about with the purposes of God, it makes me think about Abram. Praise God, how God had a purpose and destiny for his life. Mm-hmm. And with what he told Abram to do, what he told him to do, to leave his family and go to a place. I mean, just leave everything. So that means he had a plan and destiny for his life. But what Abram had to remember to do is to be obedient and trust God. So what did he do? He obeyed God. And he went towards that destiny that God has for him. Praise God. And one thing you have to realize, when he told him to leave his family, first of all, it cost him. Because think about it. The Lord say, leave Jacksonville and go to Atlanta, because I have a purpose and destiny for your life there. What you have to do? It going to cost you. That means, hey, I'm going to have to pack up everything, put some things in storage, maybe sell the car or what have you, and leave. But that's what, think about it, that's what Abram did. Left all his kin folks, people that he knew, to go to a place that he didn't know what was going to take place. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
And that's what he'll do in our lives. Amen? With God, our destiny and our purpose. But one thing I can say about Abram, he had a choice. God give us a choice. Choice to go, a choice to say yes, or a choice to say no. And Abram said yes. And because he obeyed God, guess what? He became the father of many nations.
And that's what, a lot of times it'll cost you something. It'll cost you something. Because a lot of times we try to be comfortable in those abiding places. We're comfortable. And then what it happens is that we become stagnant. And I'm going to read this particular scripture again. This out of the another transliteration other than the King James Version. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. You know, and it's in the hands of God, but it's in the hands of us too. Our destiny is not just the compliance and the total reliance on the accountability of God, we have to take some accountability for our own lives. Yes. The Bible says, well, scarcely shall we make it in. That was talking about the respect and the agony of these things and the pressures of life that would come up against us. Amen. And he's given us destiny and purpose. Apostle Turner, Apostle Turner, you must be talking about your apostle. God bless you. Apostle Reed, praise God. Amen. And we love you, woman of God. Apostle Reed, talk about that destiny real quick.
Amen. Destiny, one thing about destiny is it's already predetermined.
Yes.
A lot of us that we have time, or we think that we're coming to God, but it's an illusion. Actually, God, the Bible says it's not you that have chosen me, but I've chosen you.
Yes.
So with your destiny, with your purpose, you got to remember we're all called according to his purpose.
Yes.
For I know the plan.
Come
Listen,
on now.
Before you got here, it was already set up.
Yes.
It was already set up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actors on a stage.
Yes, yes.
Out filling a call.
Come on.
So it's already been done. Everything's already been done.
Yes.
All you got to do is line up and get right.
Come on,
and
preacher.
Sometimes it ain't always easy.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Listen, mm-mm. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Yes.
For this purpose, for this work.
Yes.
So what we have to ask ourselves, are we walking in purpose?
Come on.
Or we are walking in self-will?
That's good, Apostle, because a lot of time we walk in self instead of purpose is not something that is orchestrated by our own thoughts or being.
Right.
He said, I work both the will and to do of my good pleasure.
Yes. Come on.
Amen.
Yes,
in you, and we live, we move, and we have our being
Come
in
on.
Him.
That's it. That's
Amen. And so because of it, we should be operating in the will of God. Prophet, talk about that will of God, in the will of God, operating in the will of God for our lives.
Operating in the will of God. I'm going to go back just a moment and talk about Abraham. There is a measure of faith in believing that the purpose will come to pass. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4 that Abraham just didn't look at the deadness of his body, but believed.
Yes.
So there's a measure of faith that we need to have in order to operate in purpose and to fulfill the destiny of God.
Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Amen.
Dr. Latarsha, you want to talk about that will and purpose in God?
Okay. The will and purpose of God collides with your destiny.
Yes.
And it's all about you knowing who you are and whose you are.
Come on now.
And you can't operate and walk in your calling if you don't know what you're doing.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
You can't make it up as you go along.
Mm.
You have to have structure.
Yes.
And God gives us the gifts we need to get where we're going.
Yes.
We have to slow down and take time to get time with God.
Yes.
I love
Not
it.
Just play with God,
Come
but
on.
Get some real time with God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And go in depth of the word.
Yes.
And get it rooted in you.
Yes.
Because what's in you going to come out good or bad.
That's it. That's it. Love
so it takes you getting in the word of God, knowing who you are.
Yes.
And that comes together with your purpose and destiny.
Amen.
And
I just want to piggyback on what you were saying. So powerful. And also along with that, I was just thinking about that scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. All your ways let him direct your path. And along with our purpose and destiny, we have to trust God. Trust him to direct our path. Amen. That's part of it. If we don't trust him with our purpose and our destiny, we're just boom.
That's good.
It first starts out with trusting him to lead and guide us. Once he gives us that destiny, like I was saying earlier with Abram, when he told him to go, you still got to trust God to go.
Yes, yes.
If you don't trust him with everything and trying to figure it out, well, Lord, what about this? How I'm going to do this? How I'm going to do all that? He said, just go. That's what he told Abram. Leave your family, leave your kin, folks, and go. Praise God. Because I have a plan and I have a destiny for your life. It's not here. It's over there. So along with that, we have to put that scripture in there. Trust him with all your heart. We too much lean on our own understanding.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And that's why we mess up along our destiny. Because we don't understand why this happened the way it happened. Amen. So what we got to do is say, well, I'm going back to the word. You said, trust your Lord. I don't understand. I get here and I don't get the job. But you told me you had a destiny for my life in Atlanta, Georgia.
That's good. That's
Amen.
Good.
But then when you stop trusting, he take you another whole angle. When you think it's a job, it's the ministry over here.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
Wow,
and somebody in the ministry may give you the job.
Are you preaching?
Amen. So all of it involves trust.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When we trust in God in our destiny. Amen.
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 I just want to piggyback off of both of the ladies in the room. You used the word collide, and that really stuck with me because a lot of times we will make plans, or you use the word job. Can I put those two together?
Yes.
We'll take a job that's not designed for our purpose.
Wow.
Because we're not walking in purpose, job's not going to line up. So we wonder why we're having so much problems. Mm-hmm. Because we're walking in job and not purpose.
Amen.
So you're going to have a collision.
Because you're
going to follow God's will whether you want to or not. Because God reigns supreme.
That's good. Yes. Let us not crash. Yes. And collide with God. It's not going to work. Except he built it, then it is built in what? Vain.
Come on.
Yes.
And the scripture says that Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Right.
That's
amen.
A spiritual. So he put the spiritual sense greater than the natural. Amen. And then the Bible says, have your thoughts upon those things that are above, not on those things that are beneath. So he had a spirit. It was a spiritual implication. And so let us not collide. I like that word, Dr. LaTarsha.
Yes, awesome.
I like that
yes.
word that you were saying.
Yes.
Prophetess
yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
Because of the fact that we'll collide with God's word. Apostle Anderson, we got Apostle Randy Anderson in the house. Apostle, talk about that destiny. I want to say this right here. Is God in control?
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
I want to ask you that, Apostle.
Whoa.
Let's put it this way. Sometimes you got to go in the wilderness.
Yes.
In order for God to get the stuff that's out of you, in order for you to meet your destiny.
Yes.
Is he in control? He's in control of everything.
Yes.
He's God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Example for me, I've been going through a lot of stuff. But I know God is still there.
Yes, yes.
He haven't stopped loving me.
Mm.
And I haven't stopped loving him.
Yes.
Even in the stuff that I was in, he still loved me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he still called me.
Yes.
So my willingness was the place that I was in.
Mm.
But then when I realized that he still loved me, love brought me out of it.
Come on, preacher.
Now I'm colliding with my destiny.
Come on.
Yes, yes.
Now I'm colliding with my destiny. So... Yes, God is in control of everything that we do.
Yes.
Can I say this? Sometimes when you're in a place where you don't feel like God is talking to you,
yes,
you tend to step back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
Come on now.
You tend to step back and feel like you're deserted, feel like you're all alone, you don't want to be bothered with nobody, but God is still telling you, I love you. Once we can embrace the love of God.
Yes.
Now hear me. Embrace the love of God, not just saying that you love him.
My God.
But embrace it. That means embrace it with everything that you have on the inside of you.
Amen. Amen.
God.
Even what you're going through, embrace that love.
My God.
And I guarantee you that he's going to bring you out. Mm. Everybody else is going to be looking. But you're going to be rejoicing while you're coming out of the wilderness.
Come on, preacher. Yeah, and that's so good.
Ooh. That's good.
I believe that there's a part of accountability and responsibility upon
you,
the believer. The eternal wisdom and the purpose of God will be perfected in his own purpose. You know, God willing that no one shall perish. Shall all be saved? No. But he wished that no man perish, right? That we confess our sins. But at the same token, everybody's not going to be, but that's his will in his heart. Amen. And so the Bible says, go and sin no more, at least a greater thing come upon you. So there is I like to stay in that word, which he, Dr. LaTarsha said about colliding, because a lot of times we'll collide with God's word. And then we believe that we'll walk in destiny purpose. And he's already did the purpose. He already spoke to us. There's always a pathway. Dr. Cheney, talk about that pathway that God has given to us. Because we understand that there's destiny is before us. That's the purpose. But then there's a pathway to flow or direct us to that destiny. Talk about that pathway.
Okay, first of all, what we have to realize, that path, we have to realize your destiny is not for you.
Yes.
Your destiny is for somebody else.
Mm.
Amen. So if we stay on our destiny, we got to think about others. Mm. If we don't stay on our destiny, praise God. Amen. Our testimony is going to help get somebody delivered.
That's right.
Amen. So through audacity, we're going to go through some things. Like he was saying just a few minutes ago, he know God love him. Mm. On his destiny, he knows that God love him. Praise God. But through that destiny, probably went through some things. Mm. But it's for somebody else. Right. It ain't for you. Amen. So if we think about that, we're still on our destiny because we want to help somebody else.
Yes, yes.
Amen. 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 We won't be so quick to jump off because... Who are, because people are watching, because you're the testimony. You're the only testimony somebody gonna know.
All right.
Yes, yes.
On how good God is.
Amen.
When I was going through.
Yes.
Amen. When I was being abused. Amen.
Yes.
When I didn't want to hear God. Yes. When I was laying on my bed and thought I was gonna leave here.
All right.
You got to tell that. That's yes, part yes. of your destiny.
Yes.
We might
yes.
go through things. We go through stuff yes. like that. But guess what? God will set you free. God will deliver you. But you have to stay on that destiny. Because that destiny is going to help get somebody else delivered.
Come on, come on.
Amen.
And I like Dr. Cheney when you said about that trust.
Yes.
It's all involving trust.
Yes.
When you're in a situation yes, and you're going through things.
Yes.
The Bible said, lean not to your own understanding, but all things acknowledge him. And he shall direct our paths. And in that, there's trust. We have
yes.
to trust in the Lord. Purpose, when we talk about that purpose, does God reveal the purpose to us, Apostle Reed?
Glory, glory, glory. My God, glory.
Does God reveal the purpose? And I would say not the full purpose. Because a lot of us, if we seen the full purpose of what we were doing, we already don't want to do it.
Come on now. Yeah.
But if we see what we listen, that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Yes, yes.
So I believe he's just got part of it illuminated.
Mm-hmm.
We can see part.
Yes.
But we can't see the other part.
Yes.
He gives you just enough to keep you hooked.
Come on, love it.
Yes. Just yes. enough. Yes. Just yes. enough.
Yes. Keep you coming.
So keep you coming back. Because we got to understand that I believe the reason he gives us just enough is that we won't get stuck and think it's us.
Right. Yes, yes.
So we won't get stuck in thinking that this purpose is me doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It is not I, but it's not I, but it's God.
Yes, the great I am.
The great I am, right. Yeah, so he just gives us a little bit.
Yes.
To keep us coming back and say, God, which way to go now?
Yes.
Which direction, God? Mm. Do I need to take this job?
Mm.
Do I need to link up with these people?
Yes.
Do I need to attach myself to this? Is this a trap?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Glory.
Apostle Anderson, about
glory.
The purpose, sir.
The purpose of God, he don't reveal it all.
Mm-mm.
He allowed you, put you with someone that's already moving.
Yes.
In the gift that you're moving in.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Purpose
yes,
has
yes.
to come through mentorship.
Yes.
Mentorship.
Yes.
Before I knew who I was.
Yes.
I had to find somebody that knew who were they.
Come on, preacher.
Come on, okay? Love it.
I got around someone that was already moving in the prophetic, in the apostolic.
Yes. yes. yes.
And then once I saw that, then my purpose became known unto me.
Yes.
Yes. yes.
I didn't say who I was.
Mm. Come on, preacher.
Come on, come on.
You can never say that you're a prophet and another prophet haven't identified you.
Right. Yes, 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 mm-hmm. yes, 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 yes.
You have to be identified.
Come on now.
Just as Jesus was identified yes. when John the Baptist saw him, behold,
yes.
the Lamb of God.
Lamb
Man,
of
when
God.
That happened, his purpose kicked in.
Come on, preacher.
Woo,
I like
love
that.
It, I love it,
yes,
I love
yes,
it.
His
purpose
yes.
kicked in.
Wow.
So when I got under the man of God that was moving in the gift that God has placed in me, then my purpose came alive.
Yes, yes.
But God moved me from one place to another place up under a man of God, Apostle Cheney. Now everything is getting stronger.
Mm. Yes, yes, yes.
Why? Glory. Because I'm up under somebody that's already moving in the gift
Jesus.
That I am.
Great. That's awesome. Dr. Latasha, speak about that purpose.
I just want to comment on what he was saying, on piggyback on when he was saying that how you have to be around
mm-hmm.
all right.
what your gift and your callings are.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
yeah.
There's a difference in being affirmed mm-hmm. and being confirmed.
Come on, talk
God,
about
has
that.
Under the
talk about that. Talk
There's
about
a difference in being around the right people
yes.
to mentor you.
Yes.
You can't be around somebody who gonna not tell you who you are.
Yes.
Come on.
Because they scared you're going to move up faster than them, or you're going to move in the areas that they can't move in. Mm-hmm. You have to be around genuine people who don't care where you're from, what you did, what your background is. Mm-hmm. You have to be with somebody who's going to push and pull out the gifts that are in you.
Glory be to God. I like that.
Pull out. I love that.
Pop Evans.
Amen. That was good.
Yes.
Yes, amen. That purpose.
I want to say that just what he was sharing, just mentorship.
Yes.
Finding a mentor. Find someone that's moving in the same area, the direction, the gifting that you're moving in.
Yes.
And then sitting up under that person, submitting yourself, first of all. Sitting up and being submissive, and then receiving from that person as they're genuine. Yes. Or a group of people.
Yes.
As they're genuine. That purpose then comes out. Then once you know your purpose, it's all in identifying who you are.
Yes.
That identity. Once we have the identity of, what this is my purpose, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, this is what God's called me to do, then you can run.
Yes.
He said, write the vision. Make it plain.
Come on.
So once you have the vision of it, you can go.
Yes.
That's the purpose.
You, beloved, those that are listening in Jacksonville, Gainesville, and all the areas, surrounding areas, we bless you. You must understand that as you begin to hear this, you have to begin to identify who you are before you begin to go on a path or a journey or an adventure of the purpose of God. You would never understand the purpose. And listen to me, those that are hearing by radio or Facebook or either other media outlets, is that you have to understand that your identity. Your identity is very vital to where you're going, because if you think you're a doctor, you'll never think you're a doctor and your purpose is a police officer, or God is bringing you to that area, then you're off the beaten path. Then you're not in alignment. Talk about that alignment, Dr. Cheney, real good. How is it important, tell the listeners about the alignment coming in order to walk in your destiny? How is it important, the importance of coming in order to walk in your destiny?
First of all, it's important. I start out saying to be obedient. Mm. You have to be obedient to walk in alignment.
Yes.
Praise God. You should hear God, and God's setting you up in alignment, and you know that God has a plan for your life. You want to be obedient and following the plan that God has for you. Like I stated before, you God telling you go here and you go over there. Then you get out of alignment. God tell you to stay over here, but you want to move there. You get out of alignment. When God sent Abram out of the country into another country, he had to stay in alignment, praise God. And within that alignment, he had to make a choice, first of all, yes or no. If I'm going to do it, if I'm not going to do it, God give us all a choice.
Yes,
and
yes.
Our choice should be to stay in alignment in what God called us to do. Once we stay in alignment, then guess what? We can trust God, like I stated before, trusting him. Mm. Then you got to recognize and realize that you got to put all your trust in him. Mm. Lean on everything. Everything you have about you, you give it to God. Praise God. Amen. Mm. The enemy always going to try to take you out your alignment. And staying in alignment, but you be obedient. Hear the voice of God. Amen.
Yes.
Know who you are in Christ Jesus. That's important.
Yes.
To know your purpose and your God's purpose and plan for your life. What did God call you to do? Praise God.
Yes.
If you don't know who you are and whose you are, it's hard to stay in alignment. You'll be all over the place.
Okay. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, that's right.
Praise God. So it's important to stay in alignment. It's important to obey God. And then it's important to trust God. It's important to hear him when God tells you to do something. If you notice when Abram did all that, he became the father of many nations.
Yes.
Because he stayed in alignment.
Yes.
Amen. He stayed on his purpose. He stayed on his destiny. And that's what he's saying to us today. Praise God. He will make your name great. Your promotion from above.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. He will make you great.
Right.
But you have to stay on his plan. Praise God.
Amen.
And his destiny. Along the destiny, you're going to go through some things. Praise God. But you always got to remember your destiny is not for you. It's for somebody else.
It's for somebody
praise
else.
God. Well, on the process of your destiny, people should be getting delivered, set free, sharing your testimony. testimony, praise God. You, amen. And you're going to see God going to elevate you, praise God. And even the ones around you, God will elevate them as well. Long as you stay on your destiny, amen.
Amen. That's amen. Awesome. Remember those that are listening, sin is an advocate against your destiny and your purpose.
All right.
So you don't want to, we're not just telling you that you could just walk in purpose and you're in sin. Sin is an imperative. It'll impair you. You're like epileptic I don't use that word loosely, in the spirit, because of the fact that you become stagnant and you become impotent in your faith, because now you're not pleasing God, and so you're not assured, you have no confidence. So those that are listening, if you're in sin, if things that is in your life, you may be, I was going to say, yeah, I'll say it, you shack it up or whatever the case may be, you want to turn, the Bible says, come from among them, be ye separated. Confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. See, and so if you're in sin, it'll impair your destiny. You can't be in purpose if you allow sin to be there, because if sin is there, beloved, then Satan is there. He has the legal rights to be there, to take you off what you're supposed to be. So we want to encourage you that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He loves you. For those that do not know him, the Lord died for you. Yes, you and you. And you have life in him. Turn away from your sins. Repent and know that Jesus Christ died for you. Dr. Cheney.
Praise God. Amen. We want to invite you to come out to Soul Harvest Ministries, 575 Oak Leaf Plantation Parkway in the Orange Park area. That's our temporary location. We do invite and desire for you to come out.
And stay tuned, because we're coming on again for the next 30 minutes for the Ask Dr. Turner Show. We love you. Bless you. Until then.
Be blessed.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.